Violinist Cora Venus Lunny and pianist Izumi Kimura are playing together as part of the Jazz Connective Festival, a two-day festival that takes place at the Project Arts Centre on Wednesday the 11th and Thursday the 12th of December. And Cora and Izumi, in fact, are playing on the Wednesday, but they're both with me here for a chat and to play something for us as well. This collaboration, Cora, started back in with an event in 2017 called Ban Bam, if I remember correctly, which was the ban part of it was a little pun on ban being the Irish for woman and Bam Bam being a kind of, I suppose, a musical percussive type of sound. Was that the first time that you two had actually worked together?
No, we actually played together before, but we did more kind of classical stuff. We did a concert together for one of Bartok's anniversaries, and we played Bartok Sonata together and some other fun stuff.
So no improvising going on in a Bartok Sonata, I would say. Pretty much what it says on the page.
More or less.
So was there something specifically that, had you discovered a musical language that, in a ways that you spoke to each other during the Bartok, that suggested, yeah, you know what, doing improvised work together might work?
Well, I always felt a very strong connection with Izumi musically, like a connection that went far beyond the printed page, which is what you need to play that stuff with the printed pages as well.
Yeah, the Bartok is particularly difficult, yeah.
But also just to kind of have an actual kind of emotional connection. And yeah, I mean, the thing is, Izumi was improvising on her own and I was improvising on my own. And then it just seemed to really make sense to improvise together. And I'm really glad that we did.
And you had come, I mean, I think most people, a lot of people will know your classical music background, particularly as a very young child coming through that very strict classical world. Was there a turning point when you said, I need more than that?
I need something.
When was that? Can you pinpoint it?
Oh, no, that just happened over and over again until I finally sort of just went and played.
You give in to
quote
yourself.
Unquote other music.
Yeah. How important was it? Because I'm thinking specifically, a lot of people will remember Nigel Kennedy and what he did with Vivaldi's Four Seasons. How important, because you've named him as a huge influence, how important a helper in finding a turning point was he?
He was a really big influence and he was very supportive of me. And he took me on tour to play like Vivaldi double concertos and stuff like that a couple of times, and just learned a lot from him as a player but also as a human being. And he was always very, very encouraging of, you know, just doing what you feel you want to do and not doing what other people want you to do, which is really hard to figure out what that is when you have so many influences around you, including people like Nigel, who's so awesome, you know.
Yeah.
He was important. And I still consider him like one of my favorite musicians. And he's like great.
And Izumi, you had come, you grew up in Japan and moved here. Did you move to study in the Royal Irish Academy, or did you move to Ireland and then study, if you know what I mean?
Yes, I did classical piano performance study in Japan. And I was just curious. When I came to Ireland, I didn't really know so much about Ireland, and it was mysterious, and I was just attracted to Irish culture, some of the Irish music, and something about Ireland. It's very vague, but I just wanted to come here to check it out.
So it was a kind of an improvised move in some ways.
Actually, my life is totally a piece of free improvisation, actually, in fact.
Not a bad way to live your life. But did you have a similar experience? Because I think you had come through pretty much, I'm using the word strict, it's not fair to use that just around classical music, but you'd come through that very ordered way of approaching music, classical music. You had come through something similar in Japan. Was there a point when the idea of improvisation became important to you, or trying to stretch the boundaries?
Actually, I always wanted to improvise, and when I went into the institution, or you know, this path, very narrow path of classical, I was always thinking, I'm going to study this, and one day this is going to be all good for me. And I didn't think myself as performing classical music all the time. And I wasn't really sure what, but I was going towards something else.
Because it often strikes me, you know, many classical musicians, again, a big label to put on somebody, but people who have come through the classical system, it strikes me that they, more than any other genre of musician that I interview, they are the people that, in fact, are listening to all kinds of music rather than just the type they play. How important was, you know, a broad base of types of listening to you?
Yes, I think when I was younger, I listened to music and different kind of music just see, those times when I was younger, that's a long time ago, so we didn't have internet. And it was in Japan, I used to go into this CD rental shop and you pay 100 yen or something. And, you know, you can rent CD for two nights or something like that. I just did that every
day. With all types of music?
Yes. And you were able to get so many CDs. And basically, you walk into the shop and it's full of CDs and some vinyls. And I listened to a lot of jazz. And I didn't understand what was going on musically, but I was just listening lots and lots of them.
And obviously that has fed through to this this improvised strain or stream within your music as well.
I was just really shocked to listen to all those amazing improvisers and intrigued. And I was just thinking, studying this thing that I'm doing right now, it's not going to lead to that. Yeah, I just really felt like I need to do something about it. And if I just keep going and if I become really extremely good at what I'm doing now, that's not going to bring me to where I want to.
Now, I know, Cora, on the night you are going to play violin and viola, and I don't know if you're going to decide at any moment, if you're going to let yourself just feel which instrument is the right one to pick up. I noticed that the instrument that you're about to play this piece on for us looks like a violin to me, but I've heard it and it sounds like a viola. So explain. Yeah, it looks the size of a violin to me.
It is the size of a violin. It's a converted violin. And there's a little hole in the front of the table. And instead of a sound post, it has a bridge with a long foot. And it's very strange. It looks very odd, but it sounds nice.
And what's the advantage of playing a violin-sized viola?
Well, I don't. It depends. I don't really mind playing on a large viola personally. I play on this small one because it sounds nice. But it also is. It's quite strange actually that the left hand feels like a violin and the right hand feels like a viola.
Yeah, because I guess the strings are closer than they would be on the viola itself.
The distances are small. So yeah. I mean, yeah, it's grand. I mean, you get used to it after a while.
Yeah, but it sounds like a viola.
I like the sound.
But it's the sound of the instrument rather than anything else that attracts you. So you're heading into an improvisation now. You know, do you have a preconceived notion, or is it an idea, or what starts this off for the two of you? What's the starting point?
Well, for myself, I'm less concerned with what we're going to play. I prefer to kind of leave that up to chance than to try to have some kind of handle on my own state of consciousness and to be in the state of consciousness that I want to be in.
But even on a very simple level, you know, have you a decision now, one or other of you will start this piece and the other one will follow? Will somebody take the lead and somebody follow, or is it simply a matter you'll take a breath and see what happens?
Sometimes we look at each other and then we know who's going to start without necessarily talking about.
So it's best left to chance, I think, is what you're both telling me here. I leave it to chance. So Koravina Saloni on viola, Isuma Kimura on piano.
Thank you. Cora Venus Lunny on viola there and Itsumi Kimuro on piano. And Cora and Itsumi will be playing as part of the Jazz Connective Festival. That's next Wednesday, the 11th of December at the Project Arts Centre. That festival is a two-day event and you can find out full details of everything happening on improvisedmusic.ie.